again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
It's the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of October, 2007. It's the anniversary of two famous novels, Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, which came out in 1847, and William Faulkner's As I Lay Dying, published in 1930 on this day, a book that Faulkner wrote while he was working nights in the power plant of the University of Mississippi, listening to the hum of the generators. He later said, "Before I ever put pen to paper and set down the first word, I knew what the last word would be and almost where the last period would fall." As I Lay Dying is the story of the Bundren family and their journey to fulfill their mother's last request to be buried in her family's cemetery. Ants Bundren helps his children bury his wife, even though he has long believed that he will die if he ever breaks a sweat. And his son Darl, mentally disturbed, his daughter Dewey Dell, hopes the trip will give her a chance to get an abortion. And his son Jewel is mad at everybody for not taking the whole thing more seriously. On their way to bury their mother, the Bundrens have to deal with a flood that's washed out all the bridges, and their mules get drowned in a river. They're almost thrown out of town by a marshal because of the smell of their wagon. They barely save the body of their mother from a barn fire, and they're followed everywhere by a flock of birds. And when they finally reach the cemetery, Ants Bundren realizes that he forgot to bring a shovel, borrows one from a little old lady, and marries her. He also takes the money that his daughter was hoping to use for her abortion and buys himself a set of false teeth. The story, told in the voices of all the people involved, including the Bundrens, the neighbors, the doctor, the preacher, and even strangers passing by. One chapter, narrated by the dead mother, Addie, who says the reason for living was to get ready to stay dead a long time. Jane Eyre, published on this day, 1847, about a poor orphan girl raised by her cruel aunt, Mrs. Reed, who never gets along with her prettier cousins but works her way up to a position as a governess at the mysterious Thornfield Hall, where she begins to fall in love with her employer, Edward Rochester, only to learn that he is actually married and his wife, Bertha, is locked away on the third floor of the house, living like an animal. Jane runs away, but after Bertha's death, Rochester persuades her to marry him after all. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Atwood, entitled Habitation. Marriage is not a house or even a tent. It is before that, and colder, the edge of the forest, the edge of the desert, the unpainted stairs at the back where we squat outside eating popcorn, the edge of the receding glacier where painfully and with wonder at having survived even this far, we are learning to make fire. Poem by Margaret Atwood, Habitation, from her Selected Poems 2, published by Houghton Mifflin Company. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.